Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. The Reverend Philip Krupski is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for this morning is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. For you are all children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Text today are those words from St. Paul from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I share the last verse again where Paul said, therefore, encourage one another and as one, build the one, just as also you are doing. Being a Michigan sports fan, hope that doesn't discredit me among most of you, I've always had a hard time saying much good about Ohio State, if you know anything about college sports. But there is one thing that I've always noticed, and that is that whenever the people from Ohio State are being introduced, what do they say? They always say, I am from the Ohio State. It's exclusive. There aren't many. It's the Ohio State. The reason why I share that this morning is not to distract us into sports, but to focus our attention on how Paul talked about the church. In verse 11 of our text, he said, as one, build the one. As one, build the one, the church. Now, as Paul was writing here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he was writing with great praise and thanksgiving to God for what he was hearing about what was happening among the Thessalonian Christians. Paul had just sent Timothy to Thessalonica. Timothy had come back to Paul and given this glowing report about all the good things as they were standing fast in the faith and as they were loving one another. If only we could keep our understanding of the church that clear and easy and focused all the time. To stand fast in the faith and to love one another. That's what God has called us to do. But Paul's encouragement as he wrote to the Thessalonians was, don't just accept mediocrity, but keep on striving, to keep on growing in standing in the faith and in loving one another. And why? Because Paul makes it really clear throughout this letter, you are the children of light. You have been called from darkness into the light of Christ. You are those who have been sanctified by the Spirit of God. And then that's when Paul shared these words of verse 11 of our text for this morning, when he says, therefore, encourage one another. The word encourage there is paraklesis. The word paraclete. The name, one of the names for the Holy Spirit, the exhorter, the encourager. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And through us, God helps us to be exhorters or encouragers of one another. So he said, therefore, be paracletes for one another. And then as one, build the one, just as you are doing. That literal translation of that verse, verse 11, gets lost in, I think, every single one of the English translations. just generically is shared, build each other up. Always sort of stuns me sometimes when translators, there's something specific there and they just gloss right over the top of it. But the implication of Paul's words is that being in the identity of the body of Christ, then we have one job, and that is to build up the body of Christ, the one. We are part of something that is far greater than any of our individual identities or purposes or goals in life. In the church, we are children of light. It is an exclusive identity, not one to exclude people away, but to understand that only those who have faith in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen again, are part of the one, the church. So Paul goes into his contrasts, not one contrast, but two in this text, where he contrasts both light and darkness, and then where he contrasts being asleep and being awake as well. And certainly those are parallel descriptions. We can understand the connection between those. We're reminded of the truths that we know from God's word. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Jesus saying, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will walk in the light of life. And from the very first day of creation, God made it manifest that this is truth, that he is light. When 3 days before the sun, moon, and stars were ever created, the light of God emanated from him to light his creation, so that it could be said there was evening and there was morning because of the light the first day. And then we travel all the way to the last of the Bible, in Revelation, in chapter 21, where there is the description of the great city of God, the New Jerusalem, that thing that has the golden streets and the gates of pearls. It's not a physical city. It's the description of the bride of Christ. It's us. And he says, in that city, it does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it its light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Satan has his tools, darkness, and along with darkness, sin and death. Christ has his tools, light, and the life which comes because of that light. Christ the light has rescued us from sin and death and the power of the devil. And as a result, we now live as children of the light. Simple words, but profound understanding that go with them. There is a difference in our life, not because of what we can perform, not even always because of how we behave, though we would want our behavior to reflect this newness, but a difference because Christ has transformed us from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of his light. So, Paul helps us understand, what do dark activities look like? He says, it is at night when you slumber and when you get drunk. The point is not to say that taking a nap, sleeping at night is bad, but just to understand the clearness. There are things we do at night, just as it is pretty clear the things that are of the darkness of the devil. And Paul doesn't even feel a need to give one of his vice catalogs here. There are dark deeds. And then what do the deeds of the light look like? So Paul once again refers to the armor pieces, only two this time. In Ephesians 6, there were the full armor pieces. Today, just two. It is the breastplate, which are faith and love, and then the helmet, which is the hope of salvation. Faith, love, and hope. Those are the deeds of the light. And we, as children of light, live out those deeds of the light because we are of the one. We are part of the body of Christ. So every day, we live our lives outside of the confines of living for ourselves. We have understood that there is something bigger and grander and greater than who any one of us are individually. Because we have been made to be heirs of the light of the kingdom of God. And then God has given us a job to do. To be those paracletes. To exhort. To encourage one another in the faith. As we live as one in the one, the body of Christ. It's true, in our world we see a lot of self-absorbed activity. And our reaction to all that self-absorption is, ooh, that's dark. But in the one body of Christ, as we the one live for the one, our reaction is, that's light. And we cling to that light because there is no other one who can give us life other than Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.